A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January 22nd, 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are discussing about the increasing number of crimes in South Africa allegedly perpetrated by Zimbabweans.
Muggings, robbery and other crimes are reported to be on the increase in the Hillbrow, Berea and Yeovil areas of Johannesburg in South Africa.
Recently, a Zimbabwe man was reported to have killed a policeman and was on the run for some time until he was arrested this Monday, and his nationality, Zimbabwean.
The chairman of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa, Mr. Ngabuto Mabena, says his organization has resolved to approach the police for action against these criminals.
Mabena says dozens of Zimbabweans are becoming victims of these thugs, with many of them losing their valuables, sometimes being stabbed while others are killed.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. And remember, we are live streaming this show right now on Facebook on our pages VOA Zimbabwe, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. Jonga.
Ongo wadi wa watereri, ne watariri, nasi tiru kurukura, nenya ilikunzi ya temesa msoro wa kawanda mu South Africa. Zashitza kuti rimwe sangano runomirira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe riri mu South Africa, re Zimbabwe community in South Africa, rironge kutora matano, ekuti risangane nemapurisa, kuti vaone kuti dambudziko irori, ringabatwa sei. Dambudziko ndere kubiwa, kunonzi kuri kuitwa, kana kuti umbavha uri kuitwa, nezvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe. Hazvisi kungobira vekunze chete, zviri kubirwa nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri mu South Africa imomo, munzvimbo dzinoti Berea, Yeovil neHillbrow. Ndomuri kunzi makanyanya kutekeshera dambudziko iri. Vazhinji vacho vanoti vakaba vobaya munhu nebanga kana nechiro chombo chavanenge vainacho mune dzimwe nguva kutoponda munhu avanenge vachibira iye. Tavunzawo vatambotaura nawo pamusoro penyaya yekuti vanozoziva sei kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe ndo zviri kupara mhosva idzi. Hanzi tinonzwa nemutauro unenge uchitaurwa nevanhu ivavo pavanenge vachipara mhosva idzodzo zvokuti unobva ziva kuti uyu ndewekumusha kwangu. Saka dambudziko iroro rarwadza sangano reZimbabwe community in South Africa nemamwewo masangano akawanda, nekuti nyaya haisi itsva. Tagara tinonzwa zvizvarwa zvemusouth Africa zvichipomera mhosva vabva kure ava kana kuti vanobva kune dzimwe nyika, kuti ndo vari kukonzera nyaya yekukwira kwemhosva imomo musouth Africa, nyaya dzekutengeswa kwezvinodhaka, nyaya dzechipfambi nezvimwe zvakadaro. Hazvirevi kuti zvizvarwa zvesouth Africa hazvinawo mhosva dzazvinopara, asi isuwo kana tiri kunze ngatingei tiri vanhu vakachena. Ndo nyaya tinoda kuti kurukure. Pindai muchirongwa muchitiudzawo zvamunoziva kana zvingaita kuti dambudziko iri rigadziriswe. Chris.
Yevo Jonga. Ye, navalaleli ngapo siyahlangana njalo kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lokubana kulobudlwangudlwangu osebubhahile eSouth Africa obunengi bakhona kuthiwa budalwa yizalwane zeZimbabwe endaweni ezifana labo Berea, labo Yeovil. Ye, indawo zone zane zigcwele, vele ziyazakala ukuthi kugcwele abantu abadabuka eZimbabwe. Kuthiwa khona sikhona eminye imigwaqo yokuthi kungachaya u-5 ntambama akusafikeki, ngoba ungathi uyaquma nje khonapho bayakubamba inkunzi bakuthathele kumbe ifoni. Kwesinye isikhathi bakhona njalo ababulawayo bebulawelwa impahla zabo lokunye okutshiyeneyo. Yiko ke esifuna ukuxoxa ngakho lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Jonga.
Tineva mwa tereri watu nyora wachi tumira mashoka au kuno kuburikiza ne Shona VOA Facebook page yedu. Anzi na mkoma tuendera inzou. Ipapo atira ambirane ne muono iwoyo. Asiwa jinji warukupara mosha zakaita seze robari. Yes, tinema ATM bombing ma ex-president wa guards kana ma ex-soldiers. Cause an ordinary person zake angambo budire without any military training ya akamboita. Atisi tose tirukupara mosha muno South Africa. Wamwe tirukurarama nema 75 jobs pasi na kubira muno kana any sort of fraud. Andisi yoti wamwe wanoona osei maonera mkoma tuendera inzou. Asi kuparwa kwa mosha wongu unyanzu unozo diwa au pano ne papu. Asi wanengu ashipara zimosha wanotueza kutu wangu wari nyanzi mbasara wanengu achita. Saka utitinonge zebuti wanu wangu wari mchuto chete kana wangu wachimbo wangu wari kuma presidenti wa gadi iku kwa chete. Andifungo utitinge ta shandisa mnongezu wakanaka. Ekweita mkoma love mochi nengo. Atira ambiku bati tinoda okuziwa kuti pane ma Zimbabwe ni mangani. Akaba kwa ne mosha zacho. Ndo maone rao. Zimeche tena tianze tira try mochengeta. Anzi wanava wapanduka kutawara chokwadi. Kuba, kuroba, kurepa, rese muno varukuita. Unusha ya kuti chi mazimba. Then gumi gen talent. Anzi ini maone rangu. Anzi musakazi. Musakazi. Wanu warukupara mosha ndo wano konzera kusagazika na munyika. Then warukutumira namba zao ze phone. Zakasi anasiana changa chikubatai. Then tawana nyasha bandawa. Anzi mazimba harimu na South Africa aipa. Mabiro acho awarukuita anyanyi sasa. Kanyanya amino kutiva pindu wanei. Lavi ntlofu. Anzi kushika wabu makuti Zanu PF. Ine vano wasina kutarukana. Andizo kuti msanganwe Zanu PF wapinda wapapi panyaya hiyo hii. Asi nyayatru kurukura. Ndiyo hiyo kuti vano. Wange wachi kurukura kana kugazikana. Panyaya ziru mosha ziru kupa wa South Africa, Chris.
Yes, chonga silabo. Lati aba laleli aba si palele uge gu Facebook. Slow Capril Tawanda Sbanda. Utena itina inkinga amaNdebele inengiletu. Litanda ukweba, ukusebenza abakuthandi. Asazumbeli kiniso kodwa ye imbono ka Capril Tawanda Sibanda. Ye si sesilo mhlonitsho wethu omunye esinqusileyo lapha uBongani Mkhwananzi. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Mkhwananzi.
Ngiyabonga msakazi. Andibonani balalela.
Yeah, can you please, Mr. Mkhwananzi, give us an update of this situation? We understand it's getting out of hand. Zimbabweans in South Africa committing crime. Can you tell us more about that?
Look, it's truly getting out of hand. Indlela abantu bakithi asebe negama elibi, and the way that crime has become rampant. Ikakhulu masingabala lapha abantu bakithi abaningi khona, areas like Hillbrow, Beria, Uve, it's totally out of hand. Ngikhuluma kunjenje emalangeni lapha eDick Sluti, there was Zimbabwe National odubule ipolisa walibulala. So kukhele kakhulu, babanjwa abantwana bakithi mabavele emsebenzini, bagwazwa. Sekuze kwaba nabantu sebefile impela, babekwa. Kuyadutyulwa abantu, I'm sure ma abantu bebelalele izindaba emalangeni, kube khona isigameko lapho omunye wabomalayithara odudule khona ngcold blood, okubukeka ngathi isjust two meter, even bengamthatheli lutho. So ugangi wakhona sibokuthatha kuphela, so uyekubulala nje mahlayana nje.
Hayi, siyabonga, ungabamba ucingo.
Thank you so much, Chris. We are also joined by Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda of the Africa Diaspora Forum. Welcome to our show, Dr. Swanda.
Thank you. Good evening and good evening to listeners.
Welcome. Thank you. Dr. Swanda, we are discussing about the crime rate in South Africa allegedly being committed by Zimbabweans who are in South Africa, especially the Johannesburg areas of Yeovil, Beria, and Hillbrow. What can you say about this development?
Well, look, one thing is for sure is that we've got quite a lot of Zimbabweans. I think one of the biggest populations that lives in these particular areas, which is basically Yeovil and Beria, and the inner city is that of Zimbabwean nationality. So yes, indeed, there is there are alarming levels of crime there, particularly things related to robbery and that. I mean, it's not that they are the only ones. We've got other types of crime as well, like drug peddling, and so forth, that are committed by other nationalities. For example, if you look at Nigerians when it comes to drugs, because they also tend to be quite a lot, particularly in Johannesburg and around the area, and Tanzanians. So every time that we go to court, the numbers of these people that are arrested on these crimes are quite a lot. Unfortunately, of course, I think what makes the cases for the Zimbabweans a bit more, I think, outstanding is particularly that in cases where there are murders, for example, like the police murder that we just had this week, and last year we had another murder that involved a Zimbabwean citizen of the whole family, and that was alleged, and then a fraud case, that involved about 140 people in Limpopo. So it's just that those crimes, when they are done and Zimbabweans are caught, they tend to be quite outstanding because of, the nature and the size of the criminal offenses. Mm-hmm. But petty crimes, especially like pickpocketing, knifing, and, these robberies that take place in particularly Hillbrow and Yovel, yes, they are committed by Zimbabweans. That's a very good number.
Yes. Looking back at my years back in Zimbabwe, we used to see people who committed such crimes to be coming from different locations to commit crime, like in the city center, but they are not people of that area. When they are arrested, that's when you would know, oh, he's from Highfield, he's from Fakwas, he's from Mavuku, he's from Bari. Is it not the same here that some of these criminals are not resident in those areas?
Well, I think it's slightly different because with Johannesburg, you find that a lot of these people live in undesignated or flats that are not supposed to be ideally meant for human habitation, and they commit these crimes because, these places are not, frequented because of unemployment, or basically that, these guys have got nothing, that they can do. So, unfortunately, especially with the Hillbrow cases, the majority of the people that commit crime in the Hillbrow and Yovel area, they live in that area, and it also applies even to those that peddle drugs. They live within those particular areas and peddle drugs within those areas and territories. So people would rarely go to areas where they don't know, because they probably are afraid that they may come across people that, are going to maybe deal with them, more effectively. You also find the reason why they operate in those areas is that in some cases you may find that they work along, with the police. So there are police that know them in that area, so they can easily get away with these crimes because the police officers, normally help them to escape or evade arrest. That is one of the most unfortunate, situations.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swana. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller. Triani Martino Barnari.
Is it Mr. Fore?
Mr. Fore.
Yeah.
Murukufuna murukupiwa Fore.
South Africa.
Okay, nyati kukurukura mainzwa tipeiwo maonero yenyu uye utingagadzirira sei dambudziko iri.
Ah, yaenda inzwa zvishuwa ichokwati chocho yuvhero bheria nezvibatamataura izvo. Ah, izvo dzimwe story dangerous kuti tichitushwa kuda kuita dzimbo dzidzo. Because akomere kumusha varura dzimbo dzidzo.
Mbunzo mkuru. Ndachida kubvunza kuti muri kutaura kuti varura vana, especially vekumusha. Vazhinji vari kuti dai vari vari kupara mhosva idzo vachizozikana kunzi vekumusha nekusunga kwavarikwa kumatare, vachibuda kumatare kuti nhasi kwatongwa zvisvava zvekuZimbabwe 100 nenyaya yekudai zvichidai. Asi hanzi kana kusina vanenge vachizoenda kumatare, munozoziva sei kuti ndevekuZimbabwe?
Most of the guys that are in the Bodia, they use the Beria, Neubro, one of the Bulawa, your site, but a billion site. Some don't watch machine Musha.
Saka zvizvo munokurudzira.
Jobhekese yakatoti haifeta.
Saka zvizvo munokurudzira wo imi.
into kuzoti yangu hurumende yeyo mbisa za mbere yato bidai ndio keep town kuma keep flat huko tumbisa na soja yake babu babu kisafuti muwanu mwa maflat akata sana yero corona zeriye obo kisafuti ndiri mumu dakawandi sana mapanga mumu ngo ta ma operation yake al serious ma pata vanda ndio ni ma no kwa ndio keep flat huko keep town.
Okay.
Oh, we have to go to the UBRO. 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 We have.
Thank you so much, Mkuma, Mr. Fore Maita Bas.
All right.
Thank you so much, Chris. Our first caller, Mr. Forrest, is calling from South Africa. He says even he himself is afraid of visiting those areas because of the rampant crimes. And he confirms that mostly they are committed by Zimbabweans, because he says those areas, many Zimbabweans live in those areas, and those guys frequent those places. That's Yeovil, Beria, and Hillbrow. But he is urging the South African government to at least deploy soldiers like what they did in Cape Town. He thinks that that may help the situation, contain the situation.
Interesting. Mnumzana Mkwananzi, uyakuzwa yini lokho okukhulunywayo?
Ukuzwa okukhulunywayo. Nakhona nje okunye kuba ngezindlela, indlela abakubeka nakhona abantu. Amasosha namapholisa, yebo, mhlawumbe kungathiwa angalobe babapesha abantu. Kodwa we have to recognize ukuthi there's a large number of Zimbabweans abahlala South Africa, ikakhulu kulezo ndawo esizikhulumayo. Such that thina inkinga esibanayo kakhulu amaphoyisa ma ebikulelwa lezi zindaba, inseko ukuthi bahambe bangamasela basebenzise ulwazi lwabantu olukhona ukuthi bakhombe amasela. Bona bangena sedinga ama-e-documentation. Kwenza njalo lokhu ukuthi abantu bakithi besabe nabo ukubikela amaphoyisa ukuthi usibani nosibani ibabagangayo. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ziyabazi abantu abagangayo ngoba ziphila nabo, ziyababona nsuku zonke. And unfortunately enye into ebakhona is sort of an apathy. We uyathola umuntu ebanjwa eceleni kwabantu bebaningi kodwa bayekele izigelekqe nje zihambe. Angisho nje ukuthi kulula ukuthi sibanje izigelekqe, because sometimes you get into harm's way yourself. But then they have been let loose. They are now free channels. They can do pretty much what they like. Amasosha, they are not going to assist. They need to stay in 1 week. It's not going to solve the problem. There should be a broader approach to solving this problem. And it's a societal issue. Ngibona ngathi kumele abantu bagcile kuloko ukukhuluma kwabantu injini ikakhulu esoti laba kuyazwakala mpela. Abantu uma besifikela bangitshela ukuthi umuntu vele ngiwasekhaya losengizile nephimbo ukuthi hhayi ikuthonda kuyacaca ukuthi umuntu wasekhaya. So it's very appalling ukuthola ukuthi sizinhlanganiso we are busy fighting for ama-documentation issues nezinye izinto trying to assist our people, but pride bagconeke bagconise isizwe sonke kube negama elibi. Whereas we say the Zimbabweans are criminals and then we come known as criminals, but we have a majority of our people being very hard working and taking their living gas.
Hayi, ungabamba sithatha umlaleli lapha. Hello, sakwamukela kuhlelo. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yebo, bengicela ukungazitsho igama.
Oh. Uya ungaqhubekela phambili.
Ngale ludaba lolo lokukhuluma ngalo lamusha. Ngihlala khona eHillbrow. Into ekhona ngobugebengu bakithi lapho lapho abantu bakithi asebeyenza lapha eYibo. Buningi kakhulu, buvamile, siyabubona imihla nemihla. Kukhona izindawo ezingahanjwayo noma emini ngendaba yobugebengu. And futhi abantu abahlalela kuleyo ndawo babebazi abantu bakhona, but amaphoyisa alapha eSouth Africa there is no need ukuthi ungabiza ami. Amaphoyisa awabonakali kakhulu. Awabonakali kakhulu eyipho, angifuni ukugqama amanga, especially manje ebusuku uma ungahamba ngeke ubone iveni ipatrol. ngeke kubabone bepatrol la uzobona bebekhona nizobamela ubona bemephambi kweshop or bezidlulela nje
kungani bengekho
ngakhuma ebusuku adakula lotholile izwayo ngeke ubone imoto yamapolice ifika kuleyo ndawo
kungani bengekho amapolice
asazi lathi ukuthi baze kuphi amaphoyisa ngoba amaphoyisa esikhathini esiningi nje yahleyahle yibho hhayi ngihlalela khona abonabonakala amaphoyisa lapha ngabona ngezambela ukuthi yenza ukutopengisethi abakwenzi laba abantu abayenza lezo zinto especially njenga-distas ugesi ungahamba kuzisa ubuhlungu kule ndawo hlobo zami ngoba uyazi abantu bebanje uma ungaphakathi endlini uuze mpela ukuthi la abantu babanje ukuhamba nje kogesi nje isikhathi esincane nje kujika kube ngokunye okunokwesabekayo
ungazisa abalaleli ukuthi indawo ezingafikekiyo umuntu okwesabisa khona ukufika kungapi
for instance kule ndawo abayibiza bethi isayidini lasebhokho ngale akuhambeki uzobuya futhi isayidini lase lela noma kusemini nje ukhojonge usukela khona ngale kwindawo yasebhokho uzeyohlaba kubo uyohlaba le kubo Catherine phezulu le akuhambeki lezo ndawo kuzobuyela ngapha endaweni kuyaseparkland kuye naseparkini yaseyilgo ngale akuhambeki ukhuphe ukusika ngale kobosop lapho nasemini uyabanja libalele mpela uthathele ulutho most abantu abayenza ngalokho abantu abathatha izinto bebalele ngabantu bakithi hlobo zama kufika ukuthi ngabantu bakuphi most ngabantu bakithi never mind babekhona laba khona lapha kodwa abayenzi bobubi abakule ndawo leya ngabantu bakithi ubuningi bakhona
ngabantu
bakithi impela
hayi kwezwakala hayi sibongile kakhulu mnumzana
ikulungile
Jonga, that was the caller there who did not want his name to be publicized. He says he lives in Hillbrow and there are some no-go areas even during the day. You can't go there. And he says that, one worrying thing is that there's no police presence, mostly in those areas. And I asked him why. He says he doesn't know. And the other thing he says these days, with the power load shedding, once the lights are turned off, then they go wild.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually hear people, screaming, being robbed and all that.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Regaitins, gokuna vamkwananzi. Hello?
The caller is telling the truth, and that issue of police visibility is one of the issues. Like I said earlier, there are other ways to cap this, to arrest this rampant crime. Moreover, to say if police not just go to buildings and start searching and there's bombs, it's not going to solve. The police should utilize the resources that they have. There's a large component of Zimbabweans who can be utilized for crime intelligence to know these criminals and they can be arrested and prosecuted.
Mm. Thank you so much, Chris.
Yeah, I think Mr. Mkwananzi, maybe we'll have to cut off the phone and call you back. Maybe we'll get a better reception.
Oh, okay. But I can hear you guys very clearly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but for our listeners, I'm not sure they're getting you as clear as you.
They're not getting it clear.
Yeah.
So if we call you back, maybe we'll get a clear line.
That's all right.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much, Mr. Svanda. Dr. Svanda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, sir.
Yes, Dr. Spanda, you heard some of our callers there. They are saying that there's no police. The police visibility is very low in some areas, especially in the three areas we mentioned earlier on Hillbrow and so forth. Can you tell us why do you think that there is the level of police presence is very low in those areas?
Well, look. We do have police stations. For example, we have a police station in Hillbrow. In Yeovil, there is actually a big police station that was built recently, you know, which was an upgrade from what used to be there. So one of the issues I think that we might be looking at, and when we speak particularly about police visibility, is ordinarily the number of police people. The population density in Hillbrow, for example, it is very, very high. And when you look at the number of crimes, we spend quite some time, for example, at the Hillbrow police station. You see that sometimes it's an issue of even vehicles that are not there and police don't really sit down. They are also obviously on the street. So there is an overwhelming number of people there. And one of the issues that you must also then appreciate is the fact that if, for example, we talk of Hillbrow, which is a number that has got a mainly undocumented people, you look at government planning, for example, it will tell you that in terms of government planning, the number of people living in Hillbrow could be maybe 500,000. And the police, therefore, I mean, the government will deploy police officers in relation to the number of people living in a particular area. So when you look at that statistics and that kind of an anomaly, where, for example, we know that because of the number of foreign nationals living in those areas, the population could be three times or four times that which is written down or that which is in terms of the statistics, it makes the deployment, you know, of officials a bit more difficult, because the government plans in terms of the statistics that it has, it cannot plan for what it doesn't have, which is what we have been speaking, you know, to in dealing with the government, to say, look, one of the biggest problems that we understand why the government of South Africa is always going to have problems with service delivery is that the government has got a certain number of people known to be living in an area, and it provides services, therefore, for that number of people. What then happens, unfortunately, is that is not the exact number of people living in the area. You might find that the number is two, three or four times more. So it becomes very, very difficult. So that is exactly one of the biggest problems that we have there. Even the crime that the people are talking about now, if you go to court on any particular given day, you will find that the number of people that are arrested, which attest only maybe to the number of Zimbabweans in South Africa, in particular with illegal immigrants, you'll find that a huge number belongs to Zimbabwe and Malawi. And in those people, you'll find that the people that are arrested for drug possession or usage of drugs, there is more of those people from other nationalities than there is from Zimbabwe. And you will then realize that the crimes that, for example, are being spoken of as we speak right now, they are rarely, you know, in court, you know, people that are arrested for these particular crimes like robbing people that come from Zimbabwe. So it is experience that people are talking about. But when you look at real statistics, when you go to a court in any particular given day, you'll find that the real numbers of some of these crimes are less, except the serious, you know, robbery crimes that we have, for example, that involve carjacking, where you also find that there is a high number of people that may come from Zimbabwe, and also that might also talk to the fact that a lot of these people are people that were either former police officers or former army officers that get into South Africa. They are unemployed and they end up resorting to crime. And you find that then there are these gangs or groups of people that involve Zimbabweans, you know, working with locals. And that's where we then tend to have what more of, you know, the statistics or the recorded statistics per se.
Mm-hmm. But do you have any plans to engage with the South African authorities, or have you already done that as the Africa Diaspora Forum?
We have. I mean, last year we had a meeting with the Minister of Home Affairs, and one of the things that we put on the agenda was basically to look at how, you know, ordinary policing is done, and working with, groups of foreign nationals that already have become permanent residents or citizens in South Africa. Because one of the examples that we have given is that we have often seen that, you know, many countries like them, for example, like the USA and so forth, we see that in their police services, and we have also raised this with the Minister of Police, to say in the police services, it would help if you want to catch Nigerian criminals, you need to set them up with a Nigerian, you know, person who understands their language, who understands their habits. So if you're looking at Hillbrow, for example, it will defeat the purpose of policing if the majority of your police officers in Hillbrow are police officers that come from KZN and so forth, that do not understand the lingo of the people, that cannot even speak to locals living in the area. But is we incorporate a good, you know, segment of the police officers to be people that are coming from the migrant community that have been naturalized to become, you know, South Africans, and incorporate them into the police services. One, they'll be able to talk to and be trusted by the locals that live there who are mainly migrants, and then even easily point, you know, to where these people are found. So policing will become a lot better. We have also done that with the Premier, I mean, quite some time last year, to say, look, we need to work together in terms of policing to ensure that, one, you know, we can share information and intelligence in as far as, you know, crime is concerned, because nobody wants crime. It doesn't matter whether it's committed by a foreigner or a non-foreigner or a national, but nobody, you know, is excited at, you know, criminal activities. So, yes, we have already, you know, started engaging with the government and various, you know, sectors of the policing sector to ensure that, you know, there can be a progressive means of dealing with crime, particularly that which comes from the migrant community.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Please do stay on the line. Tine mutere riparunare. Hello?
Hello, Magata Wang.
Ah, takasimba, ndiye nabo? Hello? Mukoma taurai muri kufona muri kupi? Fone yenyu iri kumboita ichibreka mukoma taurai. Okay, tipe upfungwa dzenyu fone yenyu isati yadona.
Okay, aurai sakaritora mangwana.
Taurai zve ndikutoti tipe pfungwa dzenyu because fone yenyu inogona kuzorasika.
Okay, andiona kuti hakuna kuti South Africa tiri kutambura zvikuru.
Eh. Hello? I think fone yawe inenge ine dambudziko.
Tiri kutambura jaijai.
Eh, vanhu vari kutambura.
Hazvikuru chaizvo.
Saka ndozvingaita here kuti munhu apinde mukuzoita zvekubata ngunzi kana kubata kwira. Ndanchiti kusvika kutambura kwamuri kutaura uko ndokungazoita here kuti vanhu va resort to crime kana kuti vafunge kutora pfungwa yekubhinya vamwe.
Ya dzinouya mukoma jinga kana ni eshi hakunoko hakunoko mira zvakanaka man zvekuti kudai kuzimbabwe kwaiitawo mabasa wana tikone kudzokera kumusha kwedu.
Ya asi munoziva mukoma pfungwa imwe yandirogona kungopawo ndeyekuti zviri nani kuti munhu adzokere kumusha onozama hake kana zvii zvekurima kana kungoitawo mabasa emaoko. Kune vari kuita mabasa emaoko pane kuti uite mabasa emaoko ekuponda nekubira vamwe.
Ya ndiyo chaizvoizvo hamukutaura chaizvoizvo.
Kune vari kutamburawo vari kumusha hazvirekuti nhamo yako inobva yapera, nekuti zvakafanana nekuba ikoko munhu anogona kuba nhasi owana kana $1,000 haina kwainomuendesa mari iyoyo. Mangwana anenge akuda kuba futi, mangwana acho anoda kuba futi. Zvakafananawo mukarima muriwo kumusha muchitengesa nhasi matengesa bhanduro, mangwana munotengesa rimwe bhanduro.
Chokwadi mukoma, chokwadi ichocho.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma taurai, thank you so much.
Okay, ndatenda zvangu mukoma, ndatenda.
Okay, bye bye.
Hello, bye bye.
Thank you. Chris Mkoma Taura is just saying people in South Africa are suffering, that may lead some to commit crime. But I was telling him, you know, people back home are suffering, but mostly they are using their hands to build the country through farming, some projects like carpentry, chicken rearing, instead of using hands to batanguns.
Very interesting. Mr. Mkwananzi, are you back?
I'm back, yes.
Ah, okay, you are now sounding a bit clearer now.
Okay, I went inside the house because I was afraid of noise earlier.
Oh, so you were not afraid that they were going to snatch your phone?
Yeah, well, my area is a bit safer.
Okay. Yeah, so Mr. Mkwananzi, now can you tell us about what needs to be done, because the previous caller who called us now said because people are suffering, there might be one of the causes that is leading them to go on the streets and commit these crimes. Now, do you see any kind of intervention that can be done to lessen the pressure on these people, especially those from Zimbabwe? We know back home it's difficult, they can't go back home, but what are the solutions that can be offered right there in South Africa?
As a Zimbabwe community in South Africa, on the 6th of February, we are planning a crime summit. We just want to then gather the community around us and try to talk and see on solutions that can be done. Amongst the solutions that some people have suggested and recommended is encourage our people to join crime policing forums. We are saying to the South African government and police that, look, it's no use to isolate this large number of people in your activity. Sooner utilize the very people, because amongst us, we even have ex-police and ex-soldiers, people who are capable of assisting with these sort of solutions. So we cannot have our whole society being blamed for the criminal elements that are just explained. So this is part of the solution. But we're also saying to the police, like the other caller said, which is, they must be more visible on the streets, more patrols. The more visible the police are, the less opportunity for the criminal to feel free to just do crime randomly and with deep confidence that they have. I mean, these criminals rob people and say, and then they don't even run a chance, they just walk away. There's footage of this happening all over the place. So we want to then get the community to be participating with all policies.
Now, I've gone to places like Rosettenville, Orange Grove. I've seen people coming together as a community to pay, armed security guards. Don't you think that that helps? And they patrol the streets. And is that going to help?
In Berea, for instance, I used to stay in Berea. We in our field, something that was called the High Laron, which was where we contributed to having these reaction cars patrolling the streets. That will help tremendously. People then must accept that part of their basic needs is their facilities, and maybe contribute money to doing that. Already, one would see that in Berea and along Uharo, the security guard stations there that are being paid for by the flat around there. That will assist a lot. But then it needs the participation of the very community that needs this protection.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line.
Yes, Christine Mwemtere Parunare. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Maskera.
Taskera, and here now.
Mr. Alec Maponde.
Mkoma Alec. How are you, Mkoma Alec?
I'm fine. How are you on the
side? We are doing fine. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cape Town.
Cape Town, South Africa. Please go ahead. Tell us what you think about this problem.
Yeah, this problem is, starting from Zimbabwe, but the way people are talking to South Africa is too much. And looking to unemployment rate in South Africa already, people are suffering already in South Africa. So people are just coming here thinking, looking for green pastures, yet the jobs are not as much as they were before. Like 2009, 2010, that time it was better than today. Two, you can check our border gate. There are a lot of guys there who can just check you from, we are coming from South Africa, you want to do your papers to go to Zimbabwe with your car. Yeah, guys are checking. No, that, you're going to stay here 2 days. You can do your papers. You can do your papers within 30 minutes. Those people are connected to, like, Zimra guys, whatever, at the border. That the delay must be there at the border so that as we must stay. Those guys are sharing money with the Zimra officers so that as we can go faster to Zim. So when you check, those people must be a syndicate, like Zimbabwe versus South Africa, to kill this problem. But when you look, the sources who are here in South Africa, sometimes we're going to tell Zimbabwean police that you are looking for this guy in Machibo, you are looking for this guy from Harare, he's here in Johannesburg. They have nothing to do with it. You see? So I hope if Zimbabwe and South Africa, a police can unite about this thing, I'm sure, I hope it's going to help us to fire, to show these guys who are talking Shona, the Dele, around Dubik, around Kempton Park, all these places around Johannesburg. So normally, this is the problem, that we can't make it. South Africa has their own. They won't identify these Zimbabwean guys. It's South African police. But if we can have a police that's from back home, the police from back home, they can cooperate with us here and with the police around South Africa as a whole. This thing can be totally cleared.
Thank you so much, Mkoma Alec. Maita Basa. Thank you. That's Mkoma Alec who is saying that there's need for cooperation between the South African and Zimbabwean law enforcement agents so that they can together deal with this problem. Ndomboenda kuna Dr. Swanda. Dr. Swanda, dambudziko iri riri kubata here nyika dzakapoteredza Zimbabwe kune zvizvaro zveZimbabwe zviriko kana kuti ringori muSouth Africa chete?
Tingati isusu nyaya yema crimes atikutaura tikusangana nawa inobata zvizvaro zvedzimwe nyika haizi zvizvaro zveZimbabwe chete. Hongu munzvimbo yatiri kutaura zvikuru nzvimbo yemuhildo nemuyuve nokuti ndio pakazara vanhu vemuZimbabwe. Zvino tinotoona kuti vanhu vemuZimbabwe ndio vakatoti wandei vagari vemo chero nevanopara mhosva vacho vakatowanda ndo vakazara imomo. Tozoonawo kune dzimwe nzvimbo kunofanana kuna Nanyanga uko Cape Town, tinosangana nezvinhu zvaangofananawo kudaro. Tozotarisawo futi muhildo imomo toona kuti dzimwe mhosva dzinofanana nekutengeswa kwemadrugs. Tinoona kuti zvizvaro zvekuNigeria ndo zvinobatikana nezvekuTanzania zvakatoti wandei. Zvokutoti mazuva ese patinoenda kukoti izvozvi nhasi ndandikukoti kutiona vanhu vakawanda vanenge vakasungwa mukati momo vanobva kune dzimwe nyika anenge asungwa kuti haana mapepa uyezve ane mhosva yechi ane mhosva yekutengesa madrugs. Asi zvizvaro zvozoti zvizvaro zvimwe zvakati wandei zvekuZimbabwe ona kuti aiwa vangosungirwa chete nyaya yemapepa kana kuti yanga iri domestic violence necommon assault yavanga vainawo. Hapana vatinowana ipapo vanenge vachinzi vakabatirwa idzodzi mhosva vanhu dzavari kutema nadzo dzakaita sedzekuti vanhu vari kutoregwa mari kana kuti vari kuhijekwa. Asi tinoziva nekuti vanhu vanotaura vanogara munzvimbo idzodzidzi nekuti vanhu vacho nekuti vanogara munzvimbo vanotoziva pekutiza vanotoziva pekumira zvekuti nedzimwe nguva zvinotonoita nemapurisa kuti avabate. Pamwe mapurisa anototya zvekarewo kupinda nedzimwe nzvimbo nekuti dzimwe nzvimbo ndenzvimbo dzisina chero magetsi mafleti aya anofanira kunge ada akavharwa kudhara haachagari vanhu. Saka mapurisa akatodzingirira vanhu achipinda imomo munyika ine pfuti dzakawanda kudai vanotourayiwa zvatikuona zvaitika pasvondo radarika. Nhasi uno ndandiri kupolice station pajohannesburg central zvaiko tatomhanya kutohwanda kusvika kwese kwese uku umwe munhu anga kutotanga kurova security ranga ramubata mupolice station kutorova security uya ndokuzodonha neokapi muhomwe make muyame. Zvinoratidza ende munhu yehabi kuzimbabwe zvinoratidza chete kuti vanhu vakagara vakawanda uyezve vachibva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana pane chinhu chinoitika muvanhu ivavo zvokuti mhosva dzinoparwa nevanhu avamwe vacho havatombotyi havazivi kuti chii chinonzi mutemo nekuti vamwe vanobva kunyika dzanga dzakazara kurwa dzinofanana naDRC vamwe kunzvimbo dzokuti mutemo hausati chaiwo watombosvika panzvimbo iyaya yekuti wanga wadeveloped. Ukatarisa vanhu vekuZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa inotori vanopara mhosva inotori nyaya yekuti vanhu vaya vanoziva kuti zvanga zvisiri nyore kuti vadzipare mhosva idzodzo kuZimbabwe vatize nekuti Zimbabwe yanga irichi ine vanhu vasina kunyanyowanda kudarika mapurisa. Asi nekuti vasvika muno munenge makati sunungukei zvokuti kana vapara mhosva vanogona kunowanda apa vabati vobvaita zviya zvokunyandofarunuka kuti aiwa apa tafunungwe kapa nekuti pane mukana wekuzviita izvi ndosaka takuona takambonzwa achiri gore rapera tanzwa kuti pane vamwe vakutodzokera nekuzimbabwe chaiko vachinoita sei vachiinda neputi vachiita vachipara mhosva dzakadai saka aiwa havazi vemuzimbabwe chete chokwadi chekuti nevamwe vanobva kune dzimwe nyika vakati wandeiwo vanodzipara mhosva izvi.
Thank you so much. Maita basa Dr. Swanda, Chris.
Yes, jongasi kubabu mkwananzi. Mnumzana mkwananzi, sike sezo alapo mnyo babu ocha utungo esite na ugunye ugubange luguti umsindo na los kuluma ngako ubu tsotsi lobu kubamba abantu lugunye kuthele kakhulu ukuthi abantu abaningi bayengela amaphepha. Sebese sabe ukuthi baye emapoliseni kumbe babike ukuthi babona okwenzakalayo babona umuntu ebanjwe inkunzi kodwa esabe ukuthi ayebikele amapolice kungakuliqiniso
kuliqiniso vele sesikuthole kanengi ukuthi kuba izima ebantwini ukuthi manje awulawo amaphepha abantu abaningi abanawo amaphepha yebo sebathola abanye amapenit kodwa uthole ukuthi manje uzofika laphana amapolisa akunike i-perception yokuthi wena manje ungubani kanjani kodwa kusilo qiniso vele ukuthi wona amapolisa ahlezi ekuza amaphepha abantu yibasebesiza nalolo valo and ma kuthiwa kuradio ama-building siyasinanzelela ukuthi amapolisa agcine econcentrate kakhulu emaphepheni ngoba noma nje ukuzwa kuthiwa kuboshiwe ikakhulu ngesikhathi sikaHerman Mashaba bethu uvele kugcizelelwe kakhulu ukuthi kuboshwe abantu bangaka abangama-illegal immigrants bese ku-create-wa i-perception as if umuntu ongelamaphepha akanalo ilungelo lokuthi afike abike emthethweni ukuthi kungento eyingenzakalayo lokho kuyikuzi kuwukuthi ngezimindlela youare shooting yourself in the foot because that intelligence that you would have got to arrest the whole situation you lose the advantage so siyazama ukukhuthaza ukuthi hhayi kungabe umuntu ma elande ukubika icala kube yindaba yecala kuphela kodwa mase sihambile nathi emapholisini siyake sikunanzelele kakhulu ukuthi hhayi okunye yi-perception ebasebantwini ngoba vele naye lovalo lwakhe amapholisa aqali ngokubuza ukuthi kanti manje wenzobika icala kula maphepha yini hhayi bayathatha nje i-statement balalele kodwa nawe nje angithi sokule sazele umuntu ayayesabe ukuya emthethweni.
Thank you so much. I think Christine Mwamteriri Parunare todzoka kwamuri vama bena pamwe na Dr. Swanda. Hello, ndiani wari Parunare?
Yebo.
Yeah, utini baba?
Ngiyaphila ninjani baba?
Sikhona khuluma baba.
Yeah. Mina ngimelana nalabo abathi abantu bakithi bayizigebenga ngaphelo eGoli. Ngoba ngake ngatshontshela impahla ngingene ededen kodewe ngisebenzela i-8 months. Bafika bangikhulela bavula ibhuti bathatha impahla abakithi abakhuluma isishona. Ngabuya ngapha ebhinga ngingelalutho abantwana kwakhala kwaba buhlungu nje sebenza after eight months sengitshotshela impahla bayigebenga abantu bakithi.
Manje wathi uthathelwa impahla yona le wahamba yini emapholiseni?
Amapholisa ngahamba babuya after 10 minutes abantu babekhona babegcwele kumbe babelezi ibhamu bathi ungayi don't go there bayafaka isibhamu. Ngiyesaba laba abazange bayikhona ngaze ngabapopotela ukuthi ngikhathi lini umsebenzi wenu kuyinanti impahla yami siyihambile yonke sebenzeleni amapholisa bayekele ukuyabavimba kumbe ukubathathela impahla.
Hayi siyathemba kuzalunga kwesinye isikhathi so kahle wabuyela ekhaya wena?
Mina vele angiselasi isifiso sokuya eGoli ngoba hayi abantu bakithi bayasihlukumeza yizi izigebenya ezikhulu ngapho eGoli abantu bakithi lapha eZimbabwe.
Hayi sibongile kakhulu siyathemba kuzalunga komnye umnyaka.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Jonga, the caller there is calling us from Zimbabwe, from Binga. He says he had worked in South Africa for some time. And when he was trying to get his stuff from there, and then they attacked him and took everything. He went back home, you know.
And they were speaking Shona.
Yeah, that's what they say.
It's sad.
Very sad.
Very sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Dr. Aswanda. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Dr. Aswanda. We know that there are many organizations in South Africa representing Zimbabweans. Have you as organizations ever met to come together with and speak with one voice?
Well, look, not really, but of course, I mean, in some small way, in quite a number of occasions, particularly in Hillbrow, there is often a lot of, you know, gathering. Though, of course, they may not necessarily speak maybe to crime, but trying to harness and bring the people together. So, yes, I mean, these organizations do come together sometimes. But, again, it's also the fact that they are quite sparsely populated. But I also need to reiterate one most important factor that was said, I think, by Ms. Mkwanan about the perception. Just this last month, I was at a police station. I'll not name the police station because I know that the Immigration Act in South Africa does, you know, talk to that. You notice that there are security officers, and security officers, when you look at the security industry, for example, cannot be people that are non-citizens of South Africa. About 4 security officers in Hillbrow caught 4 Zimbabweans that were trying to rob people, you know, in a car. You know, these people, they come as if they want to help you, and they divert your attention, telling you that your car has been punctured, so that they then open the door and steal your valuables. And security officers caught those people and brought them to the police station. And when they brought them, there was a Home Affairs official there who, on speaking to the security officers, could tell right away that they were not South African. And the captain who had come with those particular, you know, suspects, those people, it was very clear. The captain actually said, no, these security officers have helped us to catch these people. And they let them go. And the Home Affairs, who could tell that these people were not, you know, Zimbabweans and did not have papers, it also looked aside because they are also interested in fighting crime and not necessarily the fact that somebody is what is a migrant. So people do have this negative perception of thinking that if I go to the police or I report, then it means that, you know, I'm going to be victimized, which is not necessarily true in all the cases, though in some rare instances it does happen. But yes, in terms of the first question, true, we do have, you know, an apathy in serious meetings to discuss these kinds of issues that we have. And they don't only affect Zimbabweans. In Death Valley, I'm speaking to Congolese nationals that were saying, look, one of the problems that we have as migrants is that even in community policing forums, in local activities, migrants tend to keep away and shy away and not come in. It's not even the local people or the natives that are segregating them. But ordinarily, when these community policing forum meetings are called, migrants tend not to attend these meetings because they don't tend to involve themselves. So I think it's high time that, you know, migrants that live in South Africa must participate and involve themselves in local initiatives that fight crime and are pro-development-wise, and not think that, look, we want to develop our countries, only they will not get involved in development projects or community projects in the country.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Tinotenda ramai parunari. Tinemwe mtereri. Hello? Hello, Baba.
Hello.
Yeah, Linjan.
I shall please.
Kuluma, Baba.
Ikalenge gama ungubani gama
Nkosi Nkosi Mthembu
Nkosi Mthembu siyakwamukela kuhlelo
Hayi ngiyabonga
Yeah ungasiphathisa
Eh lami ukuthi ngingenela uhlelo seluphakathi laphakathi la
Oh sikhuluma ngokwenzakala eSouth Africa icrime ngesilungu kuthiwa khona abeZimbabwe iningi labo sebe iningi elenza ubugebengu lani ngabeZimbabwe ngabadabuka eZimbabwe yikho sixoxa ngakho bona
Okay lami ngapha ekwele Botswana ngapha la ngapha bajwayele ukutsho njalo ukuthi iningi lethu yithe siwonayo thina ngapha
kodwa wena uthini la uyakubona kuliqiniso yini
kwesinye isikhathi kuliqiniso ukuthi kuhlale emzini ongasiwa kini icala vele bayabinika wena oyintandane oyisiphepheli khonapho ve lathi abafowethu abaningi lawo bawona khona ngapha lawo siyababona sibili
Kuzi
bahamba bewona amalanga ajilile kube kuthiwa kutshontshwa bahamba betshontsha amabhasha amabooster kutholakale kutholakala kungabafowethu owangapho kwabe unceke umuntu eyi-1 abafowethu beyi-10 khonapho labo bawona kakhulu ukuthi iningi lethu sibuya ngapha sikwazi sikulandileyo sifika ngapha sikhohlwe ukuthi kanje silande ukuzodinga imali ngeke silande ukuzodinga okungasincede size siwone.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu.
Hayi, sibongile.
Okay. Jonga Mthembo there is calling us from Botswana. He says the situation is just the same.
Even in Botswana?
In Botswana, I mean. Mm-hmm. He says sometimes you find the locals, maybe one local teaming up with 10 people from Zimbabwe, committing all these crimes.
Mm. Doctor, okay, let me go to Mr. Mkwananzi. Mr. Mkwananzi.
Yes.
Yes, recently we heard reports that 3 Zimbabweans were intercepted in Polokwane, arrested, and the goods worth over $1 million recovered. Among those goods were, I think, cell phone tower batteries, solar panels, cell phones and other stuff, but they were valued at over R1 million. What can you say about this? Because I think these people, some, they still in South Africa and they have markets in Zimbabwe to sell those goods.
Yeah, it is a true report. It happened, and apparently it's around 900,000. Maybe it could be up to $1 million even. But they were found. And the reality is, it is back to the community again. Umuntu otshontshayo into leyana akayidi yani into ayithengisa uyithengisele umphakathi. Umphakathi wona is participating in aiding and abetting crime by ukuthenga into lezi ezitshontshiweyo. So we go back to some of the solutions where we are saying we should create an awareness ebantwini bakithi. No, but wena ma umuntu ekulanda ezothengisa ifoni ye-R2,000 ne-R500 ungazihluphi ngokuthi uyithethephi. Uthini kahle kahle abanye babo abantu vele uyabekwazi ukuthi zithengiswa ngotsotsi lezo zinto uyazithenga. So that means ukuthi there is a very huge market for these stolen goods. And kuba liphutha lehlazo ukuthi laba ababanjiwe bevele besiya eZimbabwe kunika igama elibi ngale lithi ukuthi kanti laba bantu izinto lezi bazichaphisa njani laphana emabhoda ngoba kuyashiwo ukuthi bebengenayo namareceipt. So kungathi iZimbabwe umphakathi uyiwo ogqugquzela ukuthi onja ngapha ngenxa yokuthi uyafika abantu sebethengisa lezani izinto ngoba amabhusta lawa amabhathi lawa athengwa ngabantu for solar panels and everything else. So kuyabonakala ukuthi thina singumphakathi we are aiding this crime. Siyayigqugquzela ngoba ama usisi othize evela esebenza emakhitini athathe ifoni yakhe mina ngibuye ngiyithenge ngemali engaphansi. Ngigqugquzela ukuthi uJosi abuyele futhi ayebambe omunye.
Yes, before you go, Mr. Mabena, I have a message for you from one of our listeners, Raymark B. Matiza, who sent a message through our Viewershona Facebook page. He says, good evening, Mr. Mabena. Please speak to Dr. Siwanda. We need him also in our association. After that program, please come to our platform. That's Raymark B. Matiza. He didn't put his number, but I think you know he knows you. You may also know him. That's Mr. Mkwananzi. That's your message.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. We will go to the page. I'll visit the page.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mkwananzi. Siyabonga kakhulu isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangolo.
Hayi, sibonge kakhulu kubalaleli. Ibizwi lokugcina nje esingazama nje ukuthi libhebhetheke emphakathini ukuthi mhlaka 6 February sinohlelo njengeZimbabwe Community South Africa. Mhlawumbe sizozama ukuthi sihlanganise nezinye inhlanganiso njengoba sekuke kwakhulunywa lapho ukuthi sizinhlanganiso siyahlangana yini sikhulume ngezwe elilodwa for a crime summit. Kube kudingide kubonakala ukuthi ingaphathwa njani. Baphelile odadewethu nabafowethu bathathela izinto balinyazwa abanye sebeze bafa.
Sibongile kakhulu Mkhwanazi. Njengoba ngitshilo isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoye, sesisele nje le 10 seconds umnumzana udokotela Sibanda ukuthi athi bye bye nje kuphela. Dr. Swanda
kubalaleli sibonge ukukhuthala kwabantu ekukhulumeni ukuthi kunobugebengu sicela ukuthi lobo bugebengu behle ikakhulu kuzizala ngezimbabho ngoba kungcolisa igama labantu baseZimbabwe.
Hayi sibongile. That was Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda of the Africa Diaspora Forum. You also heard from Ubongani Mkhwananzi of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. And my name is Chris Gande. Good night Zimbabwe, until we meet next time.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, hoping you stay well until we meet again here on CBS 7 Live Talk.